8:21 now on this Tuesday morning, our brand new segment called Holy Foley with Greg. Why did I call you Greg? See, now I'm screwing up everybody's name.
It's okay.
Who's even Greg Foley? Oh, it's Matt Foley from Saturday Night Live.
That's my alter ego, yeah.
Someday I'll come do this show sober, I promise.
I live in a van down by the river.
Doug Foley is here. Hello, friend. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. How many pieces of Under Armour? Because yesterday in the promo, I said, my Under Armour brother from another mother.
Exactly, yeah.
I got two today. Yeah, I got the shoes and the coat. What do you got?
I don't need a coat. When I wake up
and get here, it's kind of chilly.
Oh, okay, well, you got me there. I'll just wear mine next time for moral support.
Please do,
okay.
When it's going to be like 90 next time we get
exactly.
together. Next weekend, first of all, this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, you got a lot of stuff coming up. A lot of people going to be out on the water. Let's talk about being safe on the water, even in the pool and all that stuff, starting with life jackets.
Definitely. So one of the things we've been doing here the last few years is we've had the life jacket loaner station. So what it is we have life jackets that we put out on a little kiosk, so to speak, and people can help themselves to life jackets. That way we know that kids and adults who, you know, whether you can swim or not, mm-hmm. It's the best way to be safe on the river is to wear a life jacket. And so we have those, and we have a brand new batch, a whole bunch of them coming in, and that is thanks to a generous donation from St. Mary's Home and School Stars.
Oh, cool.
They did a walkathon last fall, early, in October range, and they raised over $4,000 to go to the life jacket loaner station. So we have a multitude of brand new life jackets. Kid sizes, adult sizes, one size fits all. Mm-hmm. So we have plenty of those coming in. They're all going to be brand new, good shape, and ready to roll for the public to use. And now we know that sometimes they break. They float down the river. They blow off in a storm, or occasionally they walk off with somebody. We ask, and there's a process to it, just use it. Please put it back. If we have issues, if you see one laying around, pick it up, put it back on the rack so everybody else can use it and enjoy it.
Honor system.
You know, it does say St. Mary's on it, so hopefully, you know, God's watching you. Please return that life jacket to its
spot. I can walk on the water, dog. I don't need it. So.
And so we really want to make sure that everybody has a chance to be safe on there. Even if you think you're a great swimmer, the river's a different animal than a pool or still water, and there's rocks. And it inherently can be a little bit dangerous. So by all means, please put those on, use them, return them so that everybody can enjoy them all summer long.
We've been doing now the river reports throughout the day here. What is the perfect condition? I mean, what do you look for when you want to go kayaking or something? What numbers?
For our river, typically we want that to be under 250.
Okay.
If it's under 250, it's really safe for the random general tuber.
Mm-hmm.
Anything over that is still okay, but it starts to get a little dicey. So if you look at that and the CFS is under 250 or under, you're good to go.
Gotcha.
That's where we really want it to be. Like right now, we're way low.
It's like 113 this morning.
It's very low, yep. Yeah. 250 is where it starts to get a little bit iffy. Down in those low 200s is ideal. Anything lower than that is totally fine. It just tends to be a little bit low. So
gotcha.
If you take a peek and you're wondering and you're not sure, like, hey, what is this number? Where do I find this number? Mm-hmm. Give me a call and I can help you through it too.
Yeah.
We also have some literature on our website and our Facebook page on how to read those and what you want to be. But that's anything low 200s or below is ideal.
There's no current in a pool, and that's getting ready to open.
That is true. So we are days away. So this Saturday is our opening day for our pool. It looks like the weather's going to work out just fine. Years past, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day weekend, you could have some bad days, could have some good days. It looks like it's going to be great.
Yeah.
So we potential storms, but we'll forget about that for now.
Janelle's problem. She's working this weekend.
Exactly. There we go. So we are going to be open from 1 to 5 Saturday, Sunday, Monday during the holiday weekend. It's a good way to get everybody in, get our staff ready to go, have a nice opening where everybody gets a chance to see it, to touch the water, get in it, float in it, swim in it, have a good old time. If you're wondering about swim passes, stop down to City Hall now, between now and Friday, and you can pick that up before you get there. Otherwise, starting Saturday, everything will be down to the pool. And usually we have a pretty decent line when everybody comes in and wants to get it. So if you want to beat that rush, stop into City Hall and pick up that pool pass.
Okay, there you go. Because the weather's going to be gorgeous this weekend.
It should be really, really good. We should have our staff's getting ready to go. We should have good crowds. The pool water's... It's above 80 now, and it's clear.
Why didn't we do the show there this morning?
We should. It's not too late. Push
Friday, we're doing the show from the pool. It's going to be great.
Sounds good.
You and I on floaties, it's going to be fantastic.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, it's not electrical equipment at all that powers this thing. Disc golf, I also want to talk about that a little bit.
Yes. So we are making great strides with the disc golf course right now. We have anchors in. We should have baskets here before too long, and we have half of the holes tee pads are poured. So we got a nice donation from or grant from the Foundation for the Future of Delaware County that helped us pay for concrete to concrete the tee pads. Mm-hmm. The disc golf baskets themselves will be going in soon. We still have some trimming and some cutting to do because some of the holes are going to go through the woods. Mm-hmm. So if you go back behind RMC, there's a big open field, and then there's a smaller area that's wooded. Mm-hmm. Half the course is going to be in the open field. The other half is going to be in the wooded area. The wooded area, we still have a little bit of work to do to make those holes work out so we don't make it too treacherous for everyone. But we are ready to go. We'll be ready to go here soon. I would say within a week or two, we should be up and running. We may not have all the signage ready, but we will be playable. You can go back there and fling your discs around mm-hmm. and try to get them in the basket. And if anybody has questions on that, again, please get a hold of me and I can help you out, walk you through how and where and what everything is and what it entails. But we're not too far away. We've got a lot of good sponsors. We want to make sure we get them recognized on our signage. And we've had a lot of really good help from Caleb Stocks, our Eagle Scout, as well as Randy Rattenberg from Burrington Group and Nick LaRosa from Fairgram. They've really helped us with the layout, with the course design, as well as Derek White from the school system. Mm-hmm. He's disc golf player, music teacher, so he's helped us out with the layout as well. So we have everything laid out. We just have to finalize and fine-tune, but we're ready to go. I don't want to give a date, but I'll tell you in 2 weeks, if we're not ready to go, you can come to my office with torches and say,
"Stop
you
it.
Are full
People
of it.
Will do that, Doug. You know that.
That's all right. I can handle that.
He's at the pool anyway. He doesn't care. Anything else on your mind before I let you get back to your busy day?
Busy time. We got good weather. Parks are opened up, bathrooms are opened up, pool's ready to go, school's about to be out, so be on the lookout for kids a-playing and laughs, everybody having fun and laughs and
get outside.
Programs going. Yes.
And enjoy the outdoors.
Exactly. This is the time. It's not too hot yet. It's going to get there, so get outside, enjoy the parks, have some fun.
Are you stuck at the pool next weekend for River Days, or you get to walk around and shake hands and sign autographs?
If anybody wants an autograph, I'll give it to them.
I'm holding you to that because I'll be in town next weekend. I expect my dream journal to be filled with all the signatures.
You got it.
Always good to see you, Doug. Thanks
you
for
too.
Coming.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to put this on our website at kmch.com.
There's fun.